Archers for the week 3 to 8 October 1999.
Most things ready. I made a batch of scones this morning and iced the cake.
You iced your own cake?
With a certain amount of help from Pip.
What about Ruth? Didn't she help?
When I took the icing bag out of the drawer, Ruth said, "Oh, I wondered what that was for."
It's your birthday, Mum. You should be putting your feet up, not slaving away in the kitchen.
I just hope she remembered to put the chicken on.
She's doing lunch, is she?
No, I'm doing it, but she had to put it in the oven.
Which means you're doing lunch and tea.
To be honest, it's a pleasure to be back in my own kitchen.
So you're waiting on everyone, hand and foot.
I didn't realise how much I'd missed it.
Well, I hope you make them do the washing up.
Your father loads the dishwasher.
And David?
He's very busy at the moment, doing a lot of contract drilling for Brian. Which reminds me, have you seen anything of Jenny this weekend?
No.
Or Debbie?
No, why?
I was round there on Friday afternoon and, well, there was obviously a terrible row brewing.
Mummy, can we go now?
I'm talking to Granny.
But we've got to feed the hedgehog.
Oh, of course. I fed them this morning.
They'll be starving by now.
I know, darling. Alistair will help you this time.
Grandad's finished playing. Why don't you go and ask him to walk you home?
All right.
I'll be along in a minute.
Bye-bye, Mummy.
It's so sweet the way he cares for those little orphan urchins.
The way he cares for them? I'm the one who's had to rush home from work twice a day and get up in the middle of the night to feed the darn things.
They should be able to feed themselves soon, shouldn't they?
Yeah, with a bit of luck. They're just starting to develop teeth.
Are they?
Yeah, which means they can be weaned onto what's known as hedgehog glop.
What's that?
Oh, we mix their goat's milk up with a bit of solid stuff. You know, dog food. And they should be able to lap it from a saucer.
What about the other end?
Yes, they should learn to excrete on their own too, which will be a great relief, I can tell you.
That's Daniel's favourite bit, making them poo.
I know. He describes it in graphic detail to everyone we meet.
I've got to read this article. It's brilliant.
Hmm? What's it about?
GMOs.
Oh, no.
Now, come on. You said you want to understand the arguments properly.
I do.
I don't want you making a complete idiot of yourself again like you did in front of Kate.
Yeah, and what if I study all this stuff you keep throwing at me and then end up agreeing with your sister?
You won't.
I might.
Look, just read this article, okay?
And you wouldn't like that, would you?
Simon, I don't just love you for your body, you know.
No?
No, it was that wonderful analytical mind of yours that attracted me in the first place.
But you kind of like my body, too.
You're crumpling a newspaper.
Don't you?
It's a very nice body, yes, but if you could engage your brain for 5 minutes...
Do I have to?
...and read this article...
You're a hard woman.
It's not saying gene technology is wonderful per se, just that we're in danger of throwing out all the benefits because of some hypothetical risk.
As in baby with the bathwater.
Exactly. Mm. Anyway, we've been manipulating genes for 5,000 years.
A dog is a genetically modified wolf, right?
And a cow is a genetically modified auroch.
A what?
A Stone Age ox. You know, like you get in cave paintings?
Right, but those genetic mutations happen over many generations.
Yeah, but because science has the ability to bypass that long, slow business and you speed up the process, doesn't that make it less natural?
Depends what you mean by natural.
Yeah, but wouldn't you agree it's much more natural and environmentally friendly, yeah, not to say organic?
You are reclaiming the word organic.
Well, why not? Surely to develop crops that fix their own nitrogen from the air or protect themselves from pests is more organic than hurling vast quantities of chemical fertilizers and pesticides.
Oh, yeah?
At them.
What would Prince Charles have to say about that?
Oh, well, if you're not going to take this seriously...
Oh, I am.
I'm going to get up.
Oh, no, don't.
Oh, it's time I was going anyway.
Going? Where?
Well, I've got work to do.
Work?
It's a 7-day-a-week job farming. Can't say I haven't warned you.
Hey, hang on.
Particularly this time of year when there are 1,300 acres to be drilled.
You're not serious.
I'm serious.
You just did the big exit. You walked out.
I walked out on my dad, not on the farm.
You can't just go crawling back.
I'm not crawling. I'm just doing my job.
Not today.
I probably won't even see Dad.
You can't leave me all alone.
Oh, it's only for a few hours.
Not on our first Sunday, please.
Well, I suppose I don't have to go right this minute.
She's not going to come, is she?
Brian, for heaven's sake, if she said she'd work today...
Far too busy canoodling with lover boy.
She'll be here. You hanging around in the yard isn't going to make us hum any quicker.
I knew this would happen.
The person, I wouldn't blame her if she decided to take the day off.
She'll be in breach of contract.
Don't be ridiculous. You don't have a contract.
She knows perfectly well what her terms of employment are. What's the number of her mobile?
You're not going to phone her.
Why not?
Haven't you done enough damage already?
Ask her what she thinks she's playing at.
Leave her alone.
She knows well as I do that David is coming in tomorrow to speed up the drilling, so somebody's got to go and finish working down that land.
Well, you could do it.
I've got to go to Grey Gables.
What for?
Sort out some stuff about the shoot. Anyway, I'm not spending my Sunday afternoon stuck in a tractor.
Well, it's all right for Debbie.
That's what she's paid for. That man only has to snap his fingers and he starts behaving like a giddy teenager.
Oh, look, here she comes now. So you can stop ranting and go and make a nuisance of yourself up at Grey Gables. Hello, darling.
Morning.
Yeah, only just.
How are you?
Fine.
Everything all right?
Yes.
You going to come in and have a cup of coffee?
No, thanks, Mum.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'd better get on. I've got cultivating to do.
I didn't think you were coming.
I said I'd be here.
But you'll stop for lunch, won't you?
No.
Oh, I've got a lovely piece of beef.
I've brought sandwiches, actually.
Sandwiches?
Yeah, I thought I'd just work through.
Well, I'd have made you sandwiches, darling. You only have to ask.
Well, Simon made them for me, actually. Now, if you'll excuse me.
But what about later? You will at least come in for tea, won't you?
I'd rather not, Mum.
But, darling...
Leave her alone. That's the way she wants to play it.
But is she saying she won't come into the house at all?
Well, the narrator's thing is, she says she doesn't want the sheep cleaning up the pasture after the cows are finished with it.
Don't eat the sandwiches.
Oh, sorry.
I thought that was standard practice, having the sheep clear up afterwards.
Good.
Ready for winter?
Yeah, but with Dad's precious new grazing system.
David.
All right. His precious old-style grazing system.
Could we not talk about grass, please?
Well, I was only trying to explain.
Honestly, Shula, we can't sit down for a single meal without David and your father getting into an argument.
Don't argue.
Is there any more butter, Mum?
Just that we're at a rather crucial stage in this whole trial.
I'm sure I got another packet out.
We've just started the final grazing cycle of the year.
Oh, yes, it's there on top of the fridge. Oh,
and it's anyone's guess how long we can keep them out.
How are those drops gone?
Oh, nearly finished.
Or whether we're going to end up regretting that we didn't take that last cut of silage.
I'll put the kettle on for the tea then, shall I? The
trouble is, Dad seems to have conveniently forgotten it was supposed to be an experiment.
Could you reach me down the big teapot, please?
Ruth's just as bad.
David, will you leave those sandwiches alone?
Sorry.
Get me down the big teapot.
Right.
Why don't you go out and play with the others in the garden?
Yeah, looks like Alistair's got a game of cricket going out there.
Tell them tea will be ready in 10 minutes.
Yeah, talking of cricket, what's all this about Darrington objecting to us using those two New Zealanders?
Oh, you've heard about that, have you?
Yeah, what's going on?
Well, Chris Mills has queried whether Kyle and Dylan were actually registered with the league.
Can I come in?
Oh, hello, Jenny.
Afternoon.
Well. Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you.
What's this? The whole family's out playing in the garden and you have to make your own birthday tea.
Well, Shula and I are helping.
Well, Shula is.
They seem to be having a fairly riotous time out there.
I hope Elizabeth's not being riotous.
Oh, no, she looks wonderful, all bright-eyed and rosy-cheeked.
She's supposed to be taking it easy.
Well, Nigel won't let her overdo things.
She got another scan on Wednesday.
Here, I bought your present.
Oh, you shouldn't have bothered. Thank you.
Oh, it's only a little box of chocolates.
Ooh.
Underwood's Belgian chocolates. You better hide those, Mum.
I shall, don't worry.
So, how are things at Home Farm?
Oh, don't ask.
Why, what's the problem?
It's been such a traumatic weekend.
Oh, but it's okay for me to come over tomorrow, is it?
What?
I'm supposed to be doing some drilling for Brian.
Oh, that, yes, he's expecting you.
All right.
But Brian and Debbie have had the most appalling row.
This was on Friday, wasn't it?
Mm. She's moved out, gone to live with Simon.
Really?
Oh, but that was going to happen soon anyway, wasn't it? She's obviously nuts about him.
Yes, but Brian drove her out, and now he can't forgive her for going. He's ranting around like a bear with a sore head. I don't know how much more of it I can take.
Pied as shandy. Is that right?
Oh, great.
Oh, that's better.
Mm.
Remind me tomorrow to take something with me to drink.
So apart from nearly dying of thirst, how was it?
Oh, fine.
Did you see your dad?
Yeah, he was there when I arrived this morning. It was rather satisfying, actually.
What happened?
He'd obviously made up his mind that I wasn't going to show up. Really put his nose out of joint when I did.
And how were the sandwiches?
Could have done with a little more mustard on the ham.
Oh, you watch
and
it, young
you
lady.
If you could just see your weight cutting the crust off, then don't, please.
Well, show some gratitude.
Oh, thank you.
That's better. Hello there. Oh, hi, David. How are you?
I'm fine.
What are you doing here?
Same as you, probably having a drink. I hear congratulations are in order.
What for?
You finally left home for good.
Oh, that.
Care to join us?
No, I can see you're... anyway, no, I'm with Alistair. He's over at the bar.
Ah, the wicket keeper.
Yeah, I'd rather you didn't mention cricket at the moment, actually. It's a bit of a sore point.
Why? That was a great game last weekend.
Yeah, well, it turns out we may not have won after all.
How come?
Well, it seems someone forgot to register our two New Zealand players with the league.
Is that important?
It's kind of vital, yeah. Oh. Sid and Alistair were hoping that our membership secretary had done it before he went on holiday, but Sid's just rung him at his hotel, and apparently he didn't.
So they weren't supposed to play?
Not according to the rules, no.
Oh, dear.
So what happens now?
I'm not sure, really. I think we just sort of keep quiet and hope nobody complains. Anyway, nice to see you again, Simon.
Yeah, and you.
See ya.
Yeah, bye, David.
Well, that doesn't sound like cricket to me.
What?
Keeping stum about a breach of the rules and hoping nobody notices.
No. What are we going to do about supper?
Are you hungry?
We could always have something to eat here, I suppose.
What? And waste that cassoulet I spent all afternoon slaving over?
You didn't.
I did. It's bubbling away in the oven, even as we speak.
You are an angel.
Well, somebody's got to look after you. You're plainly incapable of looking after yourself.
I'm not.
You know, your mother has a lot to answer for.
Mm, poor Mum. I feel so sorry for her.
Why?
Oh, she was obviously desperate for me to come in and have lunch and chat.
Well, just wait till your dad's off on business somewhere.
Oh, yeah, except...
What?
She seems to want me to back down.
What, move back home?
No. Well, yes, probably, but... No, it's like she expects me to make the first move towards reconciliation with Dad, which, since the quarrel, was entirely his fault.
Hey.
What?
You're not having second thoughts, are you?
No, of course not.
You're not sorry you walked out?
No.
And moved in with me?
The best thing I ever did.
I think so, too.
Good.
So hold on to that thought and let your mum and dad sort themselves out.
I've swapped with Shelley.
Oh, fine.
She'll be doing my afternoon shift, and I'll come in this evening.
No problem.
I do apologise for the short notice.
Just as long as reception's covered.
But it is a matter of some urgency. And this was the only time Larry Lovell could fit me in before next weekend.
What?
Or so he says.
Larry Lovell?
Well, haven't you heard? He's appointed himself director of the village pantomime.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. He didn't even have the good grace to consult the village hall committee, or to consider whether anyone else might want the job.
I see.
Everyone is unhappy with the situation, but nobody's prepared to do anything about it.
Except you.
This is our millennium pantomime, Caroline. We simply cannot afford to let inertia rule.
If you say so.
Caroline, can I have a...
Oh, sorry, I didn't realise.
No, it's all right, Mrs. Woolley, come in. Linda was just leaving.
How is poor Mr. Woolley?
Well, still rather out of sorts, to be honest.
Oh, dear.
Is he strong enough for visitors?
I should leave it another day or two.
It's a miracle he wasn't seriously hurt. That old place must be an absolute death trap.
Linda!
I was saying to you only last week, wasn't I, Caroline, that we really ought to issue a warning to all the guests?
I thought you had an appointment.
No, not for another hour.
And Mrs. Woolley and I would appreciate some privacy.
Oh. Well, I mustn't intrude. Give Mr. Woolley my best wishes, won't you?
I will.
Goodbye, Linda.
Bye. See you this evening.
I'm sorry about that.
No, I'm the one who should be apologising.
What for?
I've been feeling guilty all weekend about how rude I was to you on Friday.
Oh, that's all right.
I was just so angry with Jack.
Yes, I understand.
And I'm afraid I rather took it out on you.
Must have been a dreadful shock.
And so soon after the last time.
Yes. He's begun to make rather a habit of this, hasn't he?
It was after the game fair, less than 3 months ago.
Dr. Hathaway gave him a lecture then, didn't he, about taking things easier?
And he promised he would, but...
Anyway, the men came this morning to board up Arkwright Hall.
Yes, I saw.
They put a fence round with barbed wire.
And a lot of that red and white hazard tape. Looks terrible.
Well, you did say you didn't mind what it looked like. Just as long as it was safe.
Something wrong?
Brought you out some diesel.
Determined to keep my nose to the grindstone, are you?
No, I just noticed you didn't come back to the yard at lunchtime.
I brought my lunch with me.
So the tank must be getting a bit low.
Yes.
I thought I'd save you a journey.
Very thoughtful. This filler cap's a bit...
Do you want me to?
No, it's all right. I can... Oh, that's got it. Okay, if you'll pass me the can.
I'll do it, shall I?
I can manage.
You seen Greg today?
Nope.
No, neither have I. Being a bit elusive at the moment.
Maybe he's trying to avoid you.
Well, why would he want to do that?
Does he need a reason?
So you brought sandwiches again, did you?
Yep.
Your mother was hoping you'd come in, have lunch with us.
I thought I'd made my position clear. I should continue to work here.
Yes, I know what you said.
I expect to be treated like any other employee, like Ray or Andy. That's it.
Okay. But I don't think you're being very fair on your mother.
I beg your pardon?
She's finding the situation pretty hard to take.
And whose fault is that?
Well, you're the one that walked out.
I didn't create this situation, Dad. You did. And if you're uncomfortable with it, then you know what to do.
What?
Oh, for heaven's sake.
I'm not going to back down, if that's what you're saying.
Okay, fine.
I meant every word I said.
So did I.
Although I have to confess, I didn't expect your reaction to be quite so theatrical.
Well, what did you expect me to do?
I think you're making a big mistake.
Yes, Dad, I've got the message.
And it's all going to end in tears. I don't want you getting hurt again.
You don't think this is hurting me?
What?
Being alienated from you and Mum, being driven out of my own home.
It was your choice to leave. You know you can come home any time.
Oh, yes. When I've seen the error of my ways, when I'm prepared to admit that you're right and I'm wrong.
That's not what I said.
Thanks for the diesel, Dad.
I don't know what to do with him, Mum. Really, I don't.
Oh, dear. And you think she's gone for good?
I'm afraid so, yes.
Oh. Help yourself to a biscuit.
Oh, thanks. I thought on Friday that it was just, you know, a big dramatic gesture that she'd stay with Simon for a few days and then she'd come home. She only took a few clothes in an overnight bag.
But she's not going to.
Oh, this morning I noticed her stereo was gone and half the books from her bookshelf. She must have sneaked in and taken them yesterday evening while I was out collecting Alice.
It'll be dreadfully inconvenient for her, commuting from Borchester. Oh, excuse me a minute.
Well, plenty of people do it the other way, you know. Doesn't take too long.
Oh, hello, Greg.
Yeah, I was just passing and I...
Come on in.
Oh, well, I mustn't start, but... Oh, hello, Miss Aldridge.
Afternoon, Greg.
Yeah, I just wondered how Mr. Wally was doing.
He's having a rest just now.
Probably the best thing for him.
Yes, he's still rather shaky.
Hardly surprising. It was a bad fall he took.
It was jolly lucky you were in the country park.
Yes, I can't thank you enough for your prompt action.
Oh, forget it.
And I do apologise for being rather short with you.
Oh, that's okay.
I was so cross with Jack.
You don't have to explain.
I'm afraid I wasn't very polite to Dr. Hathaway either.
I brought these, tulip bulbs.
Oh.
And dark pink ones. They're rather nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, only Mr. Woolley said something about replanting the garden.
What, our garden?
Yeah, here at the lodge, yes.
Oh.
Did you not know?
First I've heard of it.
And you like the garden the way it is, don't you, Mum?
Yes, but if Jack's serious about replanting...
It'd keep him out of trouble.
Quite.
Well, I'd best be off. I want to see if I can catch George before he goes home.
Well, I thought George had retired.
Yeah, he's been helping out for the odd hour.
That's all, is it? Only I know Chris was a bit concerned.
Doing a bit of dogging in, that's all. We've had a lot of trouble with wandering birds.
Thin end of the wedge, she thought.
Oh, no, no. It's not going to be a regular thing.
Oh, Greg, have you seen Brian today? And I know he was looking for you.
Oh, he was he?
Why did you say that?
It seems like he's always looking for me these days.
How did you get on?
Oh, that man is the most perverse, arrogant, pig-headed egotist that it has ever been my misfortune to meet.
The answer was no, then.
He refused, point blank. Though after nearly an hour of talking, I still haven't fathomed what he thinks it is that gives him the right.
So it's Larry Lovell's Puss in Boots this Christmas.
I pointed out that he was flouting the authority of the Village Hall Committee and flying in the face of public opinion, but he simply doesn't care.
Well, somebody must want him to do it, otherwise there'd be no cast.
He says the people who were in it last year.
You mean Higgs?
Exactly.
And Trudy? Baggy and Snatch?
They are the silent majority, according to the egregious Mr. Lovell. Honestly, Caroline, I'm afraid I'm going to have to concede defeat on this one.
Well, that's not like you.
I know. I simply don't know what else to do.
Evening.
Oh, hello.
Hello. Good evening.
Glad I've caught you, Caroline.
I'm just on my way home, actually.
Well, before you go, I wanted to check with you about a booking for the shoot. There's a party by the name of Sowerby.
What about them?
Well, they're regulars, aren't they?
Yes.
As I gather, they're farmers from Yorkshire.
So?
What are they like?
Why, do you harbour a prejudice against Yorkshire people?
Of course not.
Robert's cousin came from Yorkshire.
Linda, shouldn't you be relieving Shelley?
Oh, yes, look at the time.
Don't forget to padlock your bike.
Oh, careless of me. Thank you.
I just want to be prepared, that's all. So I know some of Jack's shooting parties have been fairly boisterous affairs in the past.
And the guns at Home Farm are invariably sober and restrained, are they?
I simply want to be sure this crowd are not going to spoil the pleasure of the rest of the party. Who are they booked in with, by the way?
I've no idea.
Well, could you look it up for me?
Not now, no. I'm going home.
It wouldn't take you a minute.
If you're desperate to know, why don't you go inside with Linda? She'll look it up for you. Won't you, Linda?
Sorry?
Mr. Olwyn.
Oh, Greg. I've been trying to get hold of you all afternoon.
I've been in the usual places, and I've got my mobile.
Well, whatever. I need to run over a couple of things with you. Only I've just got to go inside and check on a booking.
Can you look up who's booked in to shoot with the Sowerby party and tell Mr. Aldridge?
Yes, of course. I'll go and log on. Would you like to meet me in reception?
Well, I'll come in with you if I may.
Well, if you don't mind the staff entrance, follow me.
Wait there, Greg. I'll only be a couple of minutes.
Yes, sir. Anything you say, sir.
Now then, Greg, show a little respect.
Well, honestly, this past week...
Been on at you as well, has he?
What do you mean?
Oh, he's been round here on the phone 5 or 6 times.
He's after me practically every day.
Wanting trivial bits of information about people who regularly come for the shoot.
Trivial queries, that's all it is with me.
It's getting to be a bit of a bore.
You can say that again.
How is he?
He seems a lot brighter this evening.
Good.
Yes, it's a great relief. It really knocked the stuffing out of him, this accident.
Yeah.
I've been quite concerned.
Have you?
But this evening... Well, I know he's feeling better because he started fretting about Arkwright Hall.
He's never happy unless he's got something to worry about, is he?
Exactly.
So what is going to happen to it?
Well, this is the question. He's on the phone to Caroline now, discussing what's to be done. Mm. I don't suppose he'll be long.
Oh, well, actually, Gran, I didn't come round just to see Jack. I wanted a word with you.
Oh, well, sit down, dear.
Thanks. I take it you've heard that I had this row with Dad.
Yes, your mother's given me a blow-by-blow account.
So you know I've moved out?
I moved in with Simon, yes.
You don't approve?
I didn't say that.
But I can tell from the tone of your voice.
Oh, take no notice, dear. I just had this old-fashioned view that people ought to be married before they set up house together.
Yeah, but apart from that, you disapprove of Simon, don't you?
Whatever gave you that idea?
Something Dad said.
I think he's a delightful person. You know I do. And so does Jack.
But you wouldn't trust him further than you could throw him.
What?
That's what Dad told me you said.
Well, he's wrong. I never said that.
Didn't you?
No. That's your father putting words into my mouth.
Is it?
I can remember him doing it. We'd gone round to supper, and while Jack and your mother were out of the way, Brian asked me what I really thought of Simon.
And what did you say?
Oh, what I've just said to you, that I find him charming. But your father wasn't satisfied with that and suggested that... Well, that Simon tends to overdo the charm a bit.
Oh, he does.
Do you think so?
Oh, lays it on with a trowel. I find it quite embarrassing sometimes.
Well, I conceded the point to your father. A very minor fault, after all. But he took it as meaning, well, that I thought Simon was insincere in everything he said and completely untrustworthy.
Yeah, that sounds like Dad.
And it did no good at all my protesting that that wasn't what I meant.
I can imagine.
Your father just hears what he wants to hear.
I know. So you don't think I've done the wrong thing, moving in with Simon?
Well, if you're sure it's what you want, dear, and that you didn't do it because your father drove you to it.
Sit in your lap?
Yes, of course. Oh, come on.
Hello,
Henry.
He's a bit dozy this afternoon, I'm afraid. Now, do you need any shopping?
No, thank you, dear. Mrs. Aldridge is getting me in a few things.
Oh, it's nice of her.
I'll tell you what you can do for me, though. There are some letters delivered this morning.
Well, do you want me to read them for you?
Oh, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah.
Now, where did I put them?
Well, just here on the table. They don't look very interesting, I'm afraid. Phone bill, circular... Oh, Borsetshire NHS Trust.
Oh, from the hospital?
Well, it looks like it. Maybe this is it, confirming the date for your operation.
Oh, Hayley, I do hope so.
Let's have a look. Yes, Department of Ophthalmology. Dear Mrs. Antrobus, your scheduled operation for removal of cataract... Oh, no.
What?
I don't believe it. They can't do this.
What's wrong?
They're saying they've had to cancel it.
Oh!
They're rescheduling for a date in the new year, which will be informed of nearer the time. That is inexcusable. But how long have you been waiting now?
I'm not sure exactly.
Well, over 6 months, isn't it?
In some parts of the country, the waiting time is 18 months.
Don't they realise how difficult life is for you?
Oh, I get by.
You can hardly see to do anything now. Well, you can't read, you can't watch the telly.
Jenny!
Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Afternoon.
Oh, Hayley, nice to see you.
Hi.
Oh, hello.
This is Henry.
Oh, hello, Henry. Doesn't he look gorgeous?
Yes, well, they're all gorgeous when they're asleep.
Anyway, Marjorie, I got your shopping.
Oh, thank you so much.
I'll put it on this table, shall I?
How much do I owe you?
£10.30.
Can you see my handbag anywhere?
Oh, no, it's here. I'll do it, shall I?
Oh, thank you, dear.
Here's £10. We've just had some bad news.
Oh, dear, what else happened?
10, 20, 30.
Oh, thanks.
They've postponed Mrs. A's operation.
Oh, no, that is too bad. But look, isn't that typical of the NHS? It gets worse and worse. That's why we've got private health insurance.
Will you have a cup of tea, Jennifer?
No, really, I can't stop. I've got a bag full of groceries in the car for Kate. I'd better get them over to her before the frozen stuff melts.
Oh, just think, Kate. She was up at the playground with Phoebe. She's telling me all about Debbie and her boyfriend.
Was she indeed?
Is this the Canadian?
Yes.
Such a nice man.
Yeah, I think so.
I met him at the cricket.
Though not all the family agreed.
Kate thinks he's gorgeous.
Is that what she said?
Yeah. Really singing his praises, she was. Oh. What a fun he is. What a great sense of humour. Which was pretty strange, coming from Kate. Because you know what she's like. Never usually has a good word to say about anyone.
So, how'd it go?
Okay. I'm starving.
What did Usha have to say?
Oh, nothing much. Can I have a sandwich?
Yeah, of course. Well, it took her long enough to say it.
What?
You've been gone all afternoon.
I mean, nothing new. We've just been going over the same old ground. You know, finalising details of the defence. Oh, one thing she did say, I should line up a couple of character witnesses.
Really? That could be tricky.
Why?
Finding people who'll swear that you're honest and law-abiding.
Very funny. I wondered about Uncle Phil.
No.
Well, he did used to be a magistrate.
It's not a good idea to use members of your own family.
What about Grandpa Jack?
Same thing.
But he's not actually a blood relative.
Oh, yeah, still counts as family. What about Marjorie Antrobus?
You're joking.
Why'd you say that?
Well, she's a bit, you know, eccentric.
No, she's all right, Mrs. A.
All those dogs.
Well, she's only got two now.
Do you think she'd do it?
You'll have to ask her. We can go round this evening if you like.
Oh, we're going to the cat.
This is rather more important than an evening at the pub.
OK, I'll meet you at the pub afterwards. Now I'd better go and see to these pigs.
Oh, that reminds me. There was a phone call for you this afternoon.
Oh, yeah?
Hard friend.
Who?
The bloke who runs that organic superstore.
Yeah. I remember how annoyed we were when he opened that place.
So why is he phoning me?
He's thinking about stocking your sausages.
You're kidding.
Bridge Farm Organics?
Mm, he said he'd sampled them at the farmer's market.
Really?
And he thought they were better than any others he's tried.
Ah, oh, that's excellent.
Hello, darling.
Evening.
Have you finished?
Well, I've done all I'm going to do today.
Would you like a cup of tea?
No, thanks.
Well, it's all right. Brian's gone up to Grey Gables.
Oh.
Something to do with the shoot.
He seems to be spending an awful lot of time up there.
Oh, yes, I think Caroline's getting rather fed up with him.
Is she?
Well, she rang this afternoon with some information he wanted about bookings, and she sounded distinctly exasperated.
No, I think he's getting up Greg's nose a bit too, constantly checking up on him and questioning everything he does.
Still, at least he's out of our hair.
Look, I won't stop for tea, thanks, Mum.
Oh, Debbie.
I'd rather get home.
How long are you going to keep this up?
What?
Refusing to set foot in the house.
Oh, look, I thought you understood, Mum. I'll continue to do my job.
It's very hard on me, you know.
But look, until Dad starts behaving like a reasonable human
look,
being...
I'm caught in the middle.
I can't be part of the family.
But couldn't you try talking to him?
Mum.
I mean, somebody's got to make the first move.
Yes, him.
But, darling...
It's his pig-headedness that's the problem.
That's what Kate says.
Does she? I thought she was on Dad's side in all this.
Heavens, no! Whatever gave you that idea?
Well, according to Dad, she shares his view of Simon as
no.
Two-faced and amoral.
That is absolutely not true. The only criticism Kate ever made of Simon was that he really didn't understand the whole GM issue.
But then she says that about all of us.
Yeah, that's true.
Just because we disagree with her.
So Dad's been twisting her words as well, has he?
Kate thinks Simon's terrific. And she said she was quite proud of you storming out like that.
Yeah, she's usually the one for the grand gestures, isn't she?
But you've made your point, darling.
Anne?
Don't you think it's time to start compromising a bit?
Oh, you're not listening to me, Mum. Look, it's not up to me to make the first move. It's up to Dad.
But you know what he's like.
He's the one who's insulted Simon and threatened me with disinheritance.
He's backed himself into a corner and he doesn't know how to get out of it.
It's not my problem. Look, now I really must be going.
How about lunch tomorrow?
No, Mum, I'm sorry.
I miss you, darling.
Mum, I'm perfectly willing to have lunch with you, but not in the house and not with Dad.
But could we go out one day?
Well, yeah, if you like.
Well, what day would suit you?
How about Friday?
You may think this is an awful cheat because you don't really know me all that well.
But you have known him a long time.
Well, since I first came to the village, you were very small. I remember you were frightened by the Afghans.
Yes. We were on the village green and they came bounding towards us.
And you burst into tears.
I didn't, did I?
You were only about four. The dogs were bigger than you.
Anyway, what's this favour?
Well, you know my case is coming to court on the 25th?
Yes.
Usha has suggested I should have some character witnesses.
And we thought of you.
You want me to testify in court?
To say that I'm basically, you know...
honest and law-abiding.
Would you mind?
I should be delighted.
Really?
Of course.
Oh, good.
That's fantastic.
And I'm very flattered that you should ask.
Thanks, Mrs. A.
Now then, can I offer you a drink? There's some sherry on the sideboard.
No, thanks.
And there are some cans of beer in the fridge.
I did sort of promise I'd meet Helen down the pub.
Oh, well, never mind, some other time.
I'd love a glass of sherry, Marjorie.
Would you?
And I don't have to rush off.
Oh, good.
Oh, go on then, Tommy, off you go.
Right. Thanks again, Mrs. A.
Can you find your own way out?
Yeah, no problem. Bye.
Oh, I'm sorry, Marjorie. That was very rude of him.
Not at all. He wants to be with people of his own age, not old-age fogies like me. You could pour the sherry, do you think, Pat?
Oh, yes, of course.
And my eyes are so bad these days, I tend to spill it all over the place.
Any news about the operation?
Only bad news, I'm afraid. It's been postponed.
Oh, no.
Yes? Made me thoroughly depressed when I heard.
Marjorie, if there's anything I can do...
Oh, I've got plenty of help, thank you. Hayley is an absolute treasure.
I bet she is.
She pops in to see me at least once every day, and... But I don't want to become a burden.
Don't be silly. How can you be a burden when you've just volunteered to play a vital part in Tommy's defence?
And I'm so glad he asked me. It's given me something to look forward to.
Not much of a day out, I'm afraid. Trip to Felpersham Crown Court.
And how do you feel about the trial?
Oh, I don't know. In my heart of hearts, I can't believe they'll send him to jail.
It doesn't seem possible, does it? He's so young.
But when I'm lying awake at 4 in the morning, it seems very possible indeed.
Tommy! Hi! Didn't know you're coming down here tonight.
Yeah, I'm here with Helen.
Oh!
She's at the bar.
Oh, right. I'm meeting up with Roy. Everything okay, is it?
Yeah, I think so. Went to see you today. We went through it all again. Stuff for the trial.
You've got it all sorted now, have you?
Well, more or less.
Are you going to win?
Well...
Of course you are.
I don't know. Starting to panic a bit, to be honest.
You'll be all right.
You should tell me to find a couple of character witnesses.
Really?
Which is not as easy as you think.
Well, I'll be a character witness for you.
You?
Why not?
Well, you have to be old and have known me, like, forever.
Oh, that's in the rules, is it?
Anyway, Mrs. Ayer said she'll do it.
Oh, great!
So I've only got to think of one more.
Tom, can you grab these crisps before I drop them?
OK, got them.
Right, I better see if I can find Roy.
Oh, hang on a minute.
He's got to be in here somewhere.
Perhaps you can knock some sense into him.
Roy?
Tom.
I'll just leave it, Helen.
Has he told you about the sausages?
Excuse me?
She doesn't want to know.
Do I not recall being told in no uncertain terms that British Farm sausages were none of my business?
Yeah, but...
Then that's just sling my hook.
Tom is about to turn down the opportunity of a lifetime. Just because there's a remote possibility, he might get banged up.
What sort of opportunity?
Well,
there's this bloke who runs this organic superstore.
Howard Friend. And he wants to stock Tom's sausages. It would mean a massive expansion in the business, and he won't even consider it.
Well, you're daft.
But suppose I do get a jail sentence?
Well, you can stop thinking like that for a start.
Like what?
You're tempting fate. I mean, if you imagine the worst, that's what'll happen. You have to think positive.
Yes, but supposing I do...
What did I just say? You're going to be kicking yourself when the trial is over and you've turned down a brilliant chance like this.
Exactly.
So go for it, OK?
OK.
Right. There's Roy, at last. I'll see you.
Bye.
Bye. There you go. See? Even she agrees with me.
Yeah.
So will you phone Hard Friend tomorrow? Set up a meeting?
I don't know.
Oh, come on, Tom.
I just don't feel... I don't think I can handle a major sales pitch. Not at the moment.
Well, I can. I'll come with you.
Will you?
We'll do it together. What do you say?
Take refuge in a ditch. Look, look, look at me. I'm covered in mud.
You are rather, aren't you?
That forage harvester takes up the entire width of the lane.
Where's it going?
Brookfield, for their maize silage. I complain every year, but it makes no difference. They simply have no conception of how hazardous it is for the lone cyclist.
By the way, Linda, I've been meaning to give you a ring. What's happening about the pantomime?
Oh, I've no idea. You'll have to talk to Larry Lovell.
But I saw
the little man.
Morning.
Oh, hello.
He's like some tin pot dictator who simply refuses to recognise the will of the people. Oh, really?
I forgot until I moved to Ambridge quite how noisy the countryside is.
Oh, yes. If you want a quiet life, move to Birmingham.
What with the sheep and the agricultural machinery and the racket those deer make.
It is the ratting season.
I have to say, country life is not quite the sun-drenched idyll that I remembered.
Well, you're bound to feel a bit down at the moment, aren't you?
What?
After what's happened. I was so sorry when I heard.
Heard what?
And I do know how it feels, believe me. When Robert and I were first married, we hoped to have children of our own. But it wasn't to be.
I'm sorry?
But you and Dr. Hathaway are still young. Plenty of time yet, eh?
Yes.
Anyway, I'd better get on and do my shopping. Bye.
Bye, Linda. Are you all right?
I'm just a bit stunned, to be honest. I mean, I haven't exchanged more than a dozen words with Mrs. Snell since we moved here, and yet she seems to know...
All your private business?
Did you know about what she said?
I knew you'd lost your baby, yes.
But how? We never told anyone.
Oh, give me central heating any day.
Personally, I like an open fire.
It turns on the radiator, the room's warm in 10 minutes.
I know Frieda likes the bungalow.
Oh, great to clear out, no chimney to be swept.
She's been singing its praises to me all morning.
Oh, she loves that kitchen. Nice plastic worktops you can wipe clean. And that grand electric oven.
It drove me up the wall, that oven.
When I think how the boss offered me the bungalow all them years ago.
He did, didn't he?
And I turned him down. What a fool I was.
But don't you think it lacks character?
What do you mean, character?
It feels like living in a hotel.
Ah, that's what's nice about it. Can't imagine why you and the boss wanted to move back to Brooklyn. So easy to look after, easy to clean, as my friend says.
What?
You could clean the whole bungalow in the time it takes to do the Brookfield parlour.
Oh, look, here's Janet.
Hello.
Where's your car?
I left it just down the lane. I didn't want to get tangled up with that huge trailer.
Yes. I'm afraid we've got the silage contractors in.
I know. Linda's just been bending my ear about them.
Oh, dear.
Have you seen Mrs. Snell?
I expect she'll be up to complain later.
Oh, she say anything about the pantomime?
Only to curse its director.
Larry?
She called him a tin pot dictator.
But she's supposed to be directing it.
I think she tried to persuade him to step down, but he wouldn't.
So she's just thrown in the towel, is she?
That doesn't sound like Linda.
Well, I don't know the details.
We'll see about that.
What are you going to do, Bert?
Well, I don't know, but I'll think of so much. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got some work to do.
Good luck. Anyway, Jill, I came to see you about the harvest supper.
I should warn you, I have to go in about 5 minutes.
Oh, that's all right.
I'm taking Elizabeth for a latest scan.
I only wanted to tell you that Jolene has confirmed.
Oh, excellent.
Her band is going to play.
Wonderful.
And she'll do the calling for the dance.
They're awfully good, you know, the Midnight Walkers.
And is the food under control?
Yes, it's all organised.
British beef?
Of course. In fact, we're having an entirely British menu, all local produce.
And what about tickets?
On sale in the ball and the shop. I'm going like hot cakes, according to Betty.
Great.
By the way, Janet, did Pat ring you?
She left a message on my answer phone. I haven't had a chance to call her back yet.
Ah.
Why?
She's looking for someone to be a character witness at Tommy's trial, and I suggested she might ask you.
Linda Snell? I couldn't believe it. I mean, I convinced myself that I was wrong about what Jennifer said the other week.
Are you sure Linda knew?
Oh, yes. This was definitely not, sorry to hear that you had the flu.
So, where do you want this in?
Oh, Eddie, please don't hold it like that.
What?
Support it from the bottom. And don't touch the canvas.
Sorry.
How many times do I have to tell you? We don't want greasy finger marks on the paintings. They're worth a lot of money.
And what is this one?
350.
How much?
That's rather nice, isn't it? In a primitive sort of way.
Looks like what a kid would do with finger paints.
I want it to go on that screen, but quite high, so you'll need the ladder.
350 quid?
And careful when you put it down.
Who's going to pay that sort of money for a daub like this?
Oh, I'm beginning to regret this.
What, asking Eddie to help out?
Bad idea, wasn't it?
Well, he hasn't stuck a foot through the canvas.
Yet. Anyway, you were saying about Linda Snow.
Oh, yes. So she comes out with all this condolence stuff and then disappears into the shop. And I'm standing there, completely gobsmacked. And the vicar says...
Janet!
Oh, sorry, did I not mention she's a witness to the whole thing? So then she tells me she's heard all about it too, from one of her church wardens in Pennyhasset.
What?
So it looks like the entire county knows.
Oh, Siobhan, I'm really sorry.
I just cannot understand it. I mean, you and Nigel were the only ones who knew.
Well, I swear, I didn't tell a soul.
No, I'm not accusing you, honestly. I feel as if the cottage must be bugged or something.
Right, so where do you want it?
If you could just hold it up against the screen.
Oh, hold on a sec.
I think that light's going to have to be moved.
Yes, it's a bit off-centre, isn't it?
About here?
A bit higher, I think.
How's that?
Yeah, that should do.
Right, OK. Just let me mark the spots.
Did I tell you we've appointed a temporary manager?
A manager?
She's starting at the end of the month. She's going to shadow me for a week or two and then take over.
But I thought you were going to get an Annie.
No, change of plan.
Ow! Oh, flipping heck!
What's the matter?
I just hit me thumb.
Don't get near any of the pictures with that hammer.
Well, thanks for the sympathy.
So you've bowed to the inevitable, have you?
Morning!
Mum, you're early.
No, but I thought you'd probably want to stop on the way for something to eat.
No, I can hang on till lunch.
Hello, Siobhan, how are you?
Fine, thanks.
Darling, what is Julia doing outside?
I dread to think.
She appears to be directing a man in a JCB.
He's supposed to be levelling the ground for the car park.
Ordered on that for you. I've done it a darn sight cheaper than them blokes with their fancy machines.
Kind of you to offer, Eddie.
And I know a bloke who'll do your tarmac for next to nothing.
Lewis is in charge of the car park. Nothing to do with me.
You're having an architect design car park?
Well, only because of the blessed oak tree. The parking spaces have to be cunningly fitted round it.
And Julia's overseeing the project, is she?
Absolutely. Making sure Lewis's plans are followed to the letter. Aren't you glad you're not driving that JCB?
Is it all going to be ready for the opening?
Oh, I sincerely hope so. That reminds me, Mum. After we've been to the hospital, will you help me choose a dress? In fact, I think we'll probably have to find a camping shop and buy a small marquee.
Mrs. Snow!
Hello? Oh, Bert, hello. Shouldn't you be at work?
Oh, it's my dinner time. I should be sitting home eating my Frieda's hot pot. But it's best not to let the sun go down on your wrath, isn't that what I say?
Your what?
Wrath.
Ah, you trying to tell me you're angry about something?
I'm not just angry, I'm bitter, and I'm disappointed.
I'm very sorry to hear it,
and I don't know how you could do it.
Me? What have I done?
You've let that man get the better of you.
What man?
Larry Lovell.
Oh, now, come on, Bert, that's not fair.
You've let us down the entire village.
Wait, you weren't there. You don't know what happened.
We was relying on you.
At least I tried, and if you think you could do any better...
I thought if anyone could sort this mess out, Mrs. Snell can.
Flattered by your faith in me, Bert, but I'm afraid the man is completely impervious to reason.
Oh, so he's going to get away with it, is he? Why, jacking our millennium panto?
Well, I agree, it's unjust and profoundly frustrating.
Oh, we're really looking forward to it.
So will a lot of people.
We missed not being part of it last year.
So did I.
And when you're in charge, we always puts on a really good show.
Oh, well, it's very kind of you to say
well,
so, Bert.
Well, it's true.
And I'm just as cross about the whole wretched business as you are, but I really don't know what else we can do.
Well, what about the Village Hall Committee?
What about them?
Well, they has the final say, don't they?
I suppose so.
So if they was to write a letter to him forbidding him the use of the hall...
But would they do that?
Well, they never give him permission in the first place, did they? So he's taken advantage.
Yes, he has, hasn't he?
Abused their authority.
Quite.
and if I was Christine Barford, I should feel affronted by such cavalier behaviour, and I should demand that the offending party withdraw immediately. Come along, Bert.
Where are we going?
We're going to see Mrs. Barford, and if necessary, I shall dictate the letter to her myself.
It's just a bit of a bore having come to the hospital quite so often.
I find it very reassuring.
Oh, so do I.
That they're keeping such a close eye on you.
Don't get me wrong. It's great being the centre of so much attention.
You see, you love it, really.
It's just at 27 weeks, most women are still managing to lead a normal life.
Most women aren't having twins.
I know. Most women didn't have heart defects when they were little. Do you want that piece of bread?
No, you have it.
It's just with all these trips to the hospital and being so huge and having to stop for food every couple of hours.
You found it very tiring walking around the shops, didn't you?
I didn't realise it was quite such a hike to that maternity shop. Still, it was worth it.
Yes, it's a lovely dress.
I'm finding it a bit difficult to keep up on the work front.
Well, leave it to Nigel.
I can't leave everything to him.
How about asking this new manager to take over a few weeks early?
Well, I can hold out for another month.
But if you're finding it a strain...
I'm not.
And as for the gallery, you know Julia will look after things.
Well, I want to do it myself.
I know, darling, but your health must come first.
Yes, Mum, OK. Anyway, how are things at home? I must say, we really enjoyed your birthday party.
It was fun, wasn't it?
A reason David behaving themselves the rest of the time.
Oh, yes.
Really?
David does tend to leave a trail of debris wherever he goes.
He always did.
He still can't make a sandwich without getting butter on the tablecloth, and leaving the loaf looking as if it's been gnawed by rodents.
It's driving you up the wall.
No, I'm used to it. It's more... well... it's Ruth, to be honest.
Mm. What ghastly habits does she have?
She doesn't seem to be able to relax somehow.
How do you mean?
She keeps offering to cook. But there really isn't much point since I'm there. She's got the farm and the children to worry about.
So you've barred her from the kitchen, have you?
Of course not.
No pizzas or microwave chips allowed.
It just seems like a sensible division of labour. I do the cooking and the washing.
Washing too, eh?
Well, if the machine's on, I might as well do their stuff as well. But Ruth seems a bit... resentful, somehow.
How long is it going to be till they can have the bungalow back?
Have you heard that the insurance company gave the job of repairing Woodbine Cottage to Jason?
Oh, no.
I mean, I know he'll do a good job.
But he'll do it in his own time.
He's not the most reliable person in the world, is he?
Drove Tim and Siobhan up the wall.
Your father's been trying to contact him for the past few days to find out when he can make a start. But Jason's not returning his calls.
At 5:30 in the morning, and there's no rest for the Grundys.
Won't you do that when we get back?
I'd rather do it now and get it over with.
Them turkeys should still be asleep.
So should I.
God, they don't want to feed you this time of the morning.
Don't do it now. We'll forget, like I did Monday.
Did you?
Get back a bit late from doing the snacks wagon. I went straight off to work. Suddenly realised about 11 o'clock. Had to come rushing home.
This is the last week of early mornings.
Oh, thank heaven for that.
Briggs is out of hospital. He'll be starting back Monday.
I reckon I could stand it much longer.
Money's been good, though, innit?
Not that good. Even if we kept it up for the next 6 weeks, we still wouldn't have enough for the rent. Not to mention what you owe Mike Butcher.
We'll get there somehow.
How?
Easy this time of year. Loads of contract work going. Too old for this.
Morning, Joe.
Then there's the apple brandy.
Is it just for me?
Poor brandy.
Isn't it be sure to do the milking? I picked up 30 quid yesterday helping out over Lower Loxley. Giving me a brilliant idea and all.
What?
She's got all these art books, Elizabeth Bargeter. And she showed me one about a chap called Jackson Pollock.
What sort of name is that?
Pollock, or like the fish. Now, all he ever did was hurl paint at the canvas.
Hurl paint?
Yeah, in like swirls and splatters.
What's the point in that?
Well, certainly. But his pictures, he's worth millions. And some of the stuff they got in that fancy new gallery, it's no better. Reminds me of pictures our Edward used to turn out at infant school.
Yeah, you ain't selling our Edward's paintings.
You sure got them?
I kept a few, yeah.
And they're selling for 300 or 400 quid.
Clary?
No, I'm not parting with Edward's pictures.
Oh, I was thinking more that I could turn out a few myself.
You?
Chubby duck.
It can't be difficult.
You remember when he painted the kitchen window?
How can I forget?
Oh, that's different.
Still can't see out of it proper.
This ain't about painting in straight lines. This is art.
Jason? No, he finished here weeks ago.
Only his van's parked outside your gate.
Ah, so it is.
Been trying to get hold of him for days. I must have left half a dozen messages on his answer phone.
Yes, he does tend to be rather elusive.
You see, the insurance company, in their wisdom, had given him the contract for repairing Woodbine Cottage.
Really?
And it was stipulated that whoever got the job should be available to start more or less immediately.
Elizabeth!
Hello, what are you doing here?
Just been to the post office. What's your excuse?
Well, I'm trying to track Jason down. His van's there, you see. I knew he was working on Honeysuckle Cottage.
Oh, not still, sure.
No, he's finished. Oh, look, there he is now.
What? Oh, yes, look, excuse me, I must try and collar him before he escapes. Jason!
Good luck!
Jason!
Talking of whom, is Siobhan around?
No, she's gone into Felpsham.
Oh.
Can I give her a message?
Well, the thing is, she came over yesterday morning and she was pretty upset.
About Mrs. Snell?
And the vicar and everybody else.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
Anyway, I thought I'd make a few inquiries, and Betty in the shop knows most of what goes on in the village.
Yes, I've realised that.
And she's very discreet, but she does get to know things. So when I was in buying stamps just now, I had a quiet word.
And?
Oh, when Dad has finished talking to Jason, you might want to.
Jason?
Yes.
Oh, no, surely not.
Well, he was working in the cottage when it happened.
But we never... I mean, it's not the kind of thing you confide in your builder.
Wallpaper samples.
What?
You had these nursery freezes.
Yeah, with the animals and the alphabet.
So it must have been fairly obvious you were planning the back bedroom as a nursery.
Yeah, but when it happened, we laid him off for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, and when he came back, well, Siobhan was looking a bit grim, and you wanted the room painted magnolia.
So he put two and two together and broadcast the news to the entire village.
Well, I don't know that he did that.
Oh, look, he's finished talking to your dad. Excuse me, Elizabeth, but I can't let him get away with this.
What do you want?
We come to treat old Poppy. Sorry that absent on her footstool.
Ain't you done that yet?
More to the point, what the heck are you doing?
Thought I'd have a go at this painting, look.
Oh, well, what's this, then? Apricot white?
Here's what we use in the bathroom.
Forest green.
Oh, that was some Tony gave us when Eric got it all over the Capri, do you remember?
Yeah. What's this here?
Metal primer. Here's all I could find in the way I read.
Ah, so you got emulsion, gloss and primer all mixed up together, eh? Oh, no wonder it looks a mess.
It's not as easy as you'd think.
What's it supposed to be, then?
It's not supposed to be anything.
Looks like a Cooper.
The idea is you create these interesting swirls or whatever, and then you call it study number 4 or something.
Oh, it's supposed to be interesting swirls, is it?
Trouble is, the colours all run and you end up with this sort of slurry a bit.
Eddie!
Oh, God, what's she want?
Where are you?
In here!
Shut up!
Oh, what are you doing in here? Why aren't you doing the milking?
In a minute.
He's given free rein to his artistic genius.
What?
Have a look at this.
Hey, give it to you.
You're going to make your fortune on the international art market.
Oh, Edda, he was just having a go.
Here we are being threatened with eviction, and what are you doing?
Oh, we're not going to get evicted.
Oh, no. Seen this letter, have you?
What letter?
Oh, is that the one from our landlord?
Agricultural Holdings Act 1986, Schedule.
Yeah, we all know.
Notice
that.
To tenants to pay rent due.
Yeah, I stick it behind the clock.
Yes, your answer to everything, innit? Stick it behind the clock and forget about it.
It gives us 2 months to pay.
I hereby give notice that I require you to pay within 2 months.
There you
months.
Go. You see, 2 months.
Yeah.
So you don't have to start panicking till December
Look,
time.
This is not a joke, Eddie.
Like your painting,
say. I bumped into Mr. Aldridge as I was coming out the shop loaded down with bags, and he made some crack about me spending the rent money.
I mean, chick. Yeah, it makes you sick, doesn't it? Their rent money pay for that fancy Merkavish.
Well, if we want to keep the roof over our head, we've got to find £3,000 in 2 months.
Well, I don't think he's German.
So I suggest you start looking for a bit of contract
but
work.
At least I bought a British
instead
car.
Of messing about with pots of paint.
There ain't no British cars no more. Germans own the lot.
Are you listening to me,
yeah,
Eddie?
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, well, one of you please do the milking, then poor cows have been stood there a good half hour.
Well, I've got to see the poppy's foot.
All right, I'll do it. Just let me clear up these bits of paper.
Come on, open it. Let's be having this footage. Oh,
look, Els! Oh, I didn't hear of what you've done.
Well, I'm sorry, son. She just slipped from me.
What a mess!
Come on.
It's gone everywhere.
There's no need to make such a fuss.
All over me clean bits of paper. Although...
What are you laughing at?
Come on, have a look at this.
What?
She must have got some paint on her tail.
Oh, all right. Come on, Pubby, let's clean it up.
No, look, Dad. Look at this bit of paper. See where it's been splashed? And then she's whipped her tail across it.
I tell you what, son. It's a darn sight better than your efforts.
It's quite artistic, really, isn't it?
Puppy, you're a genius.
Hey, Dad.
What?
I think we might be onto something here, you know.
Like what?
like how to make us a few bob.
Cup of tea?
Oh, that'd be lovely.
Have you heard about Mrs. Antrobus?
What about her?
Betty was telling me. Her operation's been delayed.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I had a call about that at the surgery.
From the hospital?
No, from Mrs. Antrobus' lodger?
Hayley.
Hayley, that's right. Wanted me to do something.
Like what?
Bring pressure to bear on the hospital.
Can you?
No, I'm afraid not.
Oh, it's not right, though, is it? I mean, she must be pushing 80. And she lives on her own.
Apart from Hayley.
It's not as if she's got a family to look after her.
I know. You can be sure everyone else on the waiting list is in the same boat.
She plays the organ, did you know that?
What, Mrs. Antrobus?
Sounds unlikely, doesn't it? But somebody, who was it, was saying to me, they're worrying about the music for the panto.
Puss in Boots.
There's quite a battle going on about who's in charge. Have you heard about it?
No.
Apparently, Linda Snell is supposed to be directing, but some other fella has usurped her position.
Yeah, he must be a brave man.
And the village hall committee is having to write a threatening letter. There's some of that ginger cake in the tin if you're hungry.
Oh, great.
Oh, that reminds me. Do we want to go to the harvest supper?
Oh, I think we should, don't you?
Only we better book soon, because Betty says the tickets are going like mad.
Do you want some cake?
No, thanks. Oh, and you know that woman with the blonde hair in the clean?
Oh, Pamela Anderson.
No, she does the line dancing classes at the ball. Can't think of her name.
Jolene.
Jolene, that's it. Well, her band's going to play for the barn dance, and she's doing the calling. She once had a thing with Eddie Grundy, apparently.
Jolene did?
You'd think she could do better for herself, wouldn't you?
By the way, while we're on the subject of gossip...
What do you mean, gossip?
Well, all these little nuggets of information about our neighbours.
I had a brief chat in the shop, that's all.
Of course. Only, well, I discovered how word got out about the miscarriage.
How?
Jason.
Jason? How did he know?
Well, worked it out. We were looking at nursery wallpaper and then we weren't.
And on the basis of that flimsy piece of evidence, he went out and told the world?
No, he swears he didn't. He only told his girlfriend.
Great. So Jason's girlfriend, who I don't know from Adam, is discussing my gynecological problems with her mates down the bingo, or wherever it is she goes of an evening.
While we discuss Eddie Grundy and the blonde woman.
That's not the same.
Isn't it?
No. What happened to me was... to us. It was very personal.
Yes. Yes, I know.
And I can't bear the thought of strangers picking over it.
Well, that's how it happened. And we're just going to have to learn to live with it, I'm afraid.
I don't want to learn to live with it.
It's one of the hazards of village life. Everyone knows your business.
I just wondered if you had any work going.
Oh, I'm afraid not.
Bit of ploughing, bit of cultivating. Only with David being over the estate so much. What are you looking at?
Oh, the grass. I'm wondering if it's going to hold out.
Oh, not because your cows are still out.
If the weather's kind, they could be out till the end of November.
Normally.
It's about very careful management of the grass, you see. Not letting them overgraze it, and we don't want any poaching. So our next job is to build proper trackways between the pastures.
I can build trackways.
Yes, I'm sure you can.
Have you seen the ones I got at Grange Farm?
Yes.
They're dead cheap, they were. In fact, they paid me to take the stuff. Builder's rubble.
We're going to need something a little bit more sophisticated.
Oh, it can do sophisticated.
You see, the cows have got to walk on them.
Look, cows walk on ours, all right.
Yeah, well, we were thinking more in terms of limestone chipping.
Hi, Dad.
Oh, hello.
Mum said I'd find you out here. Evening, Eddie.
Oh, yeah.
I was wondering how you got on with Jason.
Jason?
Mum seemed to think it was all rather inconclusive.
Oh, you having some building work done?
Well, he's supposed to be repairing Woodbine Cottage.
Oh, is he? When's he starting?
Good question.
Oh, maybe I could pick up a few days labouring.
Trying to pin him down's like wrestling with a greased pig.
Big job, innit? A major reconstruction of the old frontage.
At first he said in a week or two. And then it was the end of the month.
Yeah, and once he started, how long's it going to take?
Not less than 3 months.
3 months?
That's what he said.
So the Fries won't be able to go home before the new year.
February at the earliest, but more likely March, or even April.
What?
I'm out of clean T-shirts.
You want to borrow one of mine?
Can I?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. Second drawer.
Oh, I meant to pick up some more clothes yesterday, but I forgot.
You know that thing in the kitchen with the round window? It's called a washing machine.
Are you accusing me of being undomesticated?
I wouldn't dare.
Yeah, and who is responsible for the sitting room floor being knee-deep in newspapers and magazines?
That's my research.
Oh, yes.
You're the one who insisted I educate myself about genetic modification.
You never do anything by heart,
you know,
do
what
you?
Astonishes me? Over here, there's this huge furor in all the papers. And yet, in the U.S., something like 60% of all food has a GM component, and hardly anyone bats an eyelid.
Well, in the U.S., they didn't have BSE.
Oh, so this panic about GM...
Yeah, it's a lot to do with BSE. People don't trust the food industry anymore. You see my trainers?
There.
Where?
See where you've dropped your bathrobe on the floor?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I have to say, I'm starting to agree with Kate.
You're not serious.
Yeah, she has a point about the biotech industry. They're looking to make big bucks out of this technology.
Well, of course they are.
And if the major profits are in herbicide-tolerant plants and Terminator genes, then that's the way they'll go.
Yeah, but that doesn't make all genetic modification a bad thing.
Of course not. It's like any technology. It can be exploited for profit or used to benefit mankind.
And the environment?
People are all for gene manipulation in medicine, aren't they? Where there's the potential to cure genetic disorders.
Absolutely.
Kind of a weird argument, then, isn't it? That you can do it to people, but not to plants. Particularly when, say, by modifying a strain of rice, you could possibly give third-world kids immunity from eye disease.
I don't think anyone's going to object to that.
So long as they grow the stuff in Africa.
Mm-hmm. Or in America, just so long as it isn't in our backyard.
Oh, is that what this is all about?
I'm afraid so. Well, no, not entirely, of course, but there's a big element of that. Now, look, really must be going.
Oh, I haven't made your sandwiches yet.
Don't need sandwiches today. Having lunch with Mum.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, I'm going to bring her here.
To the apartment?
No, to the cafe in the square. I'm not having her come in here.
Why not?
We haven't washed up last night's supper things for a start.
I'll do it before I go to work.
You're an angel.
I know.
Besides, I don't want to spend more time with Mum than I have to. She'll only whinge on about how difficult things are at home and try and persuade me to come back and make things up with Dad.
Go on, off you go.
Hiya.
Oh, hello. What are you doing here?
Been driven out by your mum.
What?
Told to go and get on with some work. I'm in the way.
Oh, don't be daft.
She insists that she'll clear the breakfast things and put the washing in.
Yeah, be grateful.
And clean the porridge out of Josh's hair and take him to school. She makes me feel totally redundant.
Oh, come on. Before Mum and Dad moved back in, it was always a frantic rush in the mornings.
I know.
Half the time the washing didn't get done or Pip was late.
It wasn't that bad. I thought we caught pretty well.
Well, we got by.
Better than that. I thought I'd just got the balance right. Managing the house and the kids while still pulling me weight on the farm.
Yeah, it's nice having someone do the boring bits, though, isn't it?
I don't think the kids are boring.
No, washing up is, though, isn't it?
I'm starting to feel like the lodger.
Oh, come on.
Like I have to be on my best behaviour all the time.
Being oversensitive.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Dad.
I just thought I'd come and check on that paddock.
Oh, not again.
What do you mean?
Dad, don't you think you're getting a little bit obsessed? You're out there twice a day.
Yeah, but the system will only work...
If we monitor the sward, yes, I know. But don't you think measuring each blade of grass with a ruler is taking things a bit far?
No, I don't do that.
He's pulling your leg, Phil. Take no notice.
You see, the point is, the grass has to be short, but not too short.
Yes, Dad, I've got the message.
With plenty of leafy growth. Mm.
Anyway, I'd better get on and feed the young stock. See you later.
You're all right, love.
Bye, Ruth.
Joking aside, Dad, I've been giving this grazing system a bit of thought.
Have you? Good, because
Hang on, let me finish.
Oh, sorry.
And I admit that it is working well so far, but the one thing I am not convinced about is this business of the sheep.
Oh, well, you see, if we get our timing
right... I know what you're saying. If we bring the cows inside at the right time, then the pasture won't need clearing up.
Quite. I mean, let's face it, this grass is too good for the ewes, given the sort of prices they've been fetching this summer.
Yeah, like nothing at all.
Oh, well, let's leave them out on Lakey Hill and give this pasture a rest.
It just seems like everything on the farm has to be changed to fit in with this grazing rotation. Can you turn them in there, Dad, please?
Oh, yeah, right. Go on, Bill. Go on. Oh, by the way, I thought it'd be a good idea if we joined the Borsetshire Grassland Discussion Group.
Yeah, why not?
Well, it was only £120.
What?
Well, I thought it'd be worthwhile to share our experience with other farmers.
That's a bit steep, isn't it?
Cheap at the price, I thought. Oh, and I've made a few inquiries about the cost of hardcore.
Hang on.
What?
At the risk of repeating myself, Dad, and we do seem to keep having this conversation, isn't this supposed to be a year-long experiment?
Yes.
And we're going to see how it goes before we start committing ourselves to permanent trackways.
Well, I was really trying to do an accurate costing.
Let alone discussion groups.
Oh,
Hello?
It's only me.
Hello, only you.
Is your mum there?
Not yet, no.
I had a thought after you left this morning. How about we invite her to the flat?
What for?
Supper. Ask if she's free Sunday.
No.
I bet when she sees just how well I'm looking after
I don't think she'd come.
Why not?
No, not without Dad. Oh, no, hang on, she's just arrived.
Hello, darling.
I've got to go.
Well, think about it.
Yeah, okay. Hi, Mum.
Love you.
Yeah, and you. Look, I will think about it. Bye.
Not interrupting, right?
No. It was just Simon.
Oh, what did he want?
Oh, he just wanted to know what we were doing for supper. That's all. Look, come and sit down.
It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, we come here quite often.
It's quite near the flat, then.
Yeah, we're just over the other side. First floor to the left of that tree.
You overlook the square. Oh, how lovely. Well, I can't wait to see it.
Oh, it's just a flat, nothing special.
Even so.
So, how are things at home?
Don't ask.
Not bad, eh?
The atmosphere's awful. Even Alice has noticed. I heard on the phone to one of her friends begging to go and stay for the weekend.
Oh, no.
And Kate refuses to drop round anymore. Oh, honestly, darling, it's been bad enough these past few months with Tony and Pat not talking to us, but... now Brian seems determined to alienate everybody else.
Any news about Tom's trial?
No, we haven't heard any more.
Right.
Oh, except that Marjorie Antrobus and Janet Fisher are going to act as character witnesses.
Oh, right.
Curious choice, don't you think?
No, good as anyone else.
As Mum pointed out, it's difficult when you need to find people you've known for years but who aren't relations.
Mm. You've seen Granville?
She brought Jack Brown for tea. It's nice to see them. Oh, though Brian did his best to blight the proceedings, banging on about you and Simon.
Oh, no, embarrassing.
Gran told him to shut up in the end.
Good for her.
They started up again just as soon as she'd left. Oh, honestly, darling, I hope you're going to make it up with him soon. It's driving me round the bend. Now, what are we going to have to eat?
So how are the famous hedgehogs?
I'm not dead yet.
Oh, I'm impressed.
So am I. I'm beginning to believe they might actually make it.
You're still having to feed them?
Not exactly, no. They've been weaned onto something called hedgehog glop, which they're supposed to lap from a saucer. They've just about got the hang of it.
Great.
But they do prefer to do it from inside the saucer.
Oh, no.
So they end up covered in the stuff and then spread it all over the place.
That sounds like Josh trying to feed himself.
It makes such a mess.
Oh, where is Josh anyway?
Mum took him upstairs to change his trousers.
Oh, dear.
Just a slight accident. Now, have I forgotten anything?
Serving spoons?
Oh, yes.
You are very privileged, being allowed to lay the table.
How do you mean?
I'm not allowed to touch a thing anymore. Jill's assumed complete control of all household chores.
That's nice for you.
Well, yeah, to a degree.
Something smells good. Hi, Sheila.
Hello.
Not working today?
I've got the afternoon off, so I invited myself to lunch.
Oh, good idea. What are we having?
Steak and kidney pie.
Ah, fantastic. You know, I have to say... the great advantage of having Mum and Dad move in with us is getting proper cooked meals three times a day.
Oh, thanks very much.
Hey, that wasn't a criticism.
Wasn't it?
Come on, you appreciate it as much as I do.
Last week you were complaining about having to sit up at the table with your hands washed and napkin on your knees.
Small price to pay, though, isn't it? For not having to worry about the shopping and the cleaning and whether you've got any clean overalls for the morning.
If you say so.
Hey, Sheila, Mum even irons overalls.
What a luxury. So is there any news about when you'll be getting the bungalow back?
Probably sometime in the year 2001.
Oh, Jason got the contract for repairing Woodbine Cottage.
Oh, yes, I heard about that.
He says it'll take 3 months. But he has a notoriously elastic view of time.
Anyway, we're in no hurry, are we, Ruth?
No.
We'd rather stay here, to be honest.
Although...
what?
We were perfectly happy with the bungalow till we moved up here. We never used to notice how small it was.
Oh, by the way, Sheila, has Alistair heard anything from Darrington?
Not as far as I know.
So we haven't been stripped of our victory?
You will be, though, won't you? As soon as they find out those two players weren't registered.
Well, if they haven't complained yet, you never know. We might just get away with it.
He brings you tea in bed.
Every morning.
Debbie, this man is a paragon.
And the flat is full of flowers. He's always buying flowers.
And I gather he can cook.
Oh, yeah, he's a brilliant cook. In fact, I'm slightly embarrassed about how useless I am in the kitchen. My cooking ability begins and ends with toast.
Oh, if I'd known you were going, I'd have given you a few lessons.
Yes, why did you never teach me to cook, Mum?
You weren't interested.
I feel such a fool.
Well, you'll soon pick it up with Kate.
Kate?
Oh, she was never interested either, but she can turn out quite a decent meal these days.
Well, yeah, if you like brown food.
What?
Well, you know, nut roast, lentil bake, carrot pudding, it's all brown.
Yes. It all has a certain solid consistency.
Yeah, you certainly know you've eaten when you've been to Kate's.
Oh, darling.
Oh, it's lovely to see you so happy. You've done the right thing.
Have I?
Yes, without a doubt.
I thought you wanted me to come home.
Of course I do, from a selfish point of view. I miss you.
Oh, Mum.
And Home Farm's not a very cheerful place just now.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you mustn't be sorry. Of course, I wish you'd left at a time of your own choosing, rather than having the decision thrust upon you like that.
Well, yeah.
But you love Simon, and he obviously thinks the world of you. And you'd have gone soon anyway, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Yes, I would.
So there you are. Sure you've made the right decision.
Thanks.
And I'll buy you a cookery book.
Actually, Mum, would you like to come round and sample Simon's cooking? Only he did suggest inviting you to supper.
That'd be lovely.
On Sunday, if you're free.
Oh, I'll make sure I'm free, don't worry.
Just you on your own.
Well, I didn't think you were extending the invitation to Bran.
No. I am rather surprised you accepted.
Why?
Well, without Dad, you know, you're always so, well, loyal to him.
Oh, yes, I do try to be.
Even when he's being a complete pig.
Frankly, Debbie, it's about time he learnt that he can't depend on my loyalty if he's going to act like a mindless bully.
The Archers was written by Caroline Harrington, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill Studios by Jeremy Meadow, and the editor